You're tuned into WMPG and 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening. That means it's time for Local Motives. It's been a while since I've been in this seat. Been a few weeks anyway. I've been... my wife's been in a play, so I've been home on Friday evenings with the kids. This week, nothing I did worked out, so I've got all three small children here in the studio with me. However, they're not going to be our musical guests. Our musical guest tonight is going to be Fading Dawn. They're still getting stuff together in the other room. And in the meantime, we're going to hear... Going to hear a couple of songs. First, I think I just found the ice pick, so we're going to do that. And then the album from the Feather Lungs was in my mailbox when I got here, so I'm going to do a song on that as well. So here's the ice picks. All right. So that was a song called Three Times off the Feather Lungs new album, Arrival. They were in here, I don't even know how far back it was. It was sometime this year. But just like them, I like them more and more every time I hear it. And that's the first time I'd heard anything off the album. So exciting stuff for me. Anyway, my name is Josh. You're tuned into Local Motives here on WMPG. I just want to quick thank everybody who's been helping out while I've been out of here. Kathy, Rob, Dan, Michelle, Craig. It's been crazy, I'm sure. But the shows I've listened to have sounded great. And so Chris Rogers was in here. I forget the name of the band Michelle had in last week. Scott Gerard was in. So thank you to everybody for keeping the live local music going while I'm not here. But tonight we're here with with Fading Dawn. I'm sorry, you guys. So there, do I have you on the mics here?
Hello.
Oh, yes,
hello.
I believe you do.
Oh, there we go. I've got everybody.
Awesome.
You want to go around real quick and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah. My name is Dylan. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
My name is Alex. I am the lead guitarist.
My name is Jordan. I play bass and keyboard.
I'm Tyler, and I'm the drummer.
If you heard that.
we tend to keep the drummers out of the conversation. It's best for everybody.
Yeah. It's a good practice.
So thank you guys very much for being here.
Yeah, thanks
for having us.
And now, so let's, oh yeah, good call. So why don't we do a little history of Fading Dawn here? Like, imagine nobody listening knows of you, right?
Not really.
So, well, no, I'm saying imagine.
Well, probably nobody that's listening anyways knows of us.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
So tell people a little bit about your band, where you're from and how long you've been together and such.
Well, we are from Camden, Rockport, and Cushing, Maine, about an hour and a half away from here. We've been together for just about 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. Originally, Dylan joined almost exactly a year ago on this past Tuesday. And we formed in a weird way. Basically, Alex was in another band at the time, and that band broke up, and he was looking for he and our old rhythm guitarist were looking for a drummer, bassist, and a singer, and me and Tyler had been trying to form a band, and I saw that post and I'm like, oh, well, this could work out. And we started playing together, so it's just four of us without a lead singer for about 2 years, and then last year we got Dylan.
Yeah, we got Dylan because we discovered that I am absolutely terrible at singing. Just to ask the other guys.
He's really bad.
Not the best. Very good at guitar, though.
I like the way you guys say you got Dylan, like you just found him at the Five and Dime or something.
We kind of did.
I was on the corner of 53rd and 54th.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, our old rhythm guitarist, Jason, he heard about Dylan from one of his friend's mothers or something, because Dylan goes to a different school. Between the four of us, we go to three different schools. But we'd heard about Dylan, and Alex's mom teaches at the school that Dylan goes to, and she'd heard him sing at a talent show before, and she said he was really good. So we contacted him, and within the first 10 minutes, he was a member of the band.
Nice. And so the first time I heard about you guys or saw you was at the Mam Slam earlier this year.
Indeed.
And then you came in... to the craziest night in Local Motives history.
Oh God, yeah.
When we tried semi-successfully to have four bands in here.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was, and that's good, you know? It's good to do everything once.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's about as many times as I need to do that, I think. And so then since then, we were talking before, you said you guys, you know what, let's... Enough of me talking. Enough talking. Let's play some music, and then we'll talk some more.
Sounds good.
All right. So what do you want to start with here?
Dylan. Our first song.
Well, what's it going to be?
The first one on our set list. It's Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
Nice.
Our next song is one of our own originals. It is called Raise Our Fist.
We'll be right back. What's the need to raise all this? What's the need to send them to their dead? And just get them caught in a grip and make them lose their own.
Alright, so this next one is going to be another one of our originals. It was actually the first original that we ever wrote as a band. We've been playing this song for God knows how long. Jordan, how long have we been playing this song?
Almost 2.5 years, maybe a little over that. And actually, a lot of the credit goes to our old rhythm guitarist, Jason Pierce. He wrote the majority of the instrumentals for the song. And Alex and I co-wrote the lyrics. Yeah.
And this song is pretty much the exact opposite of what you just heard.
Yes.
This one is called Can't Go On.
And if I may say something before we start the song, I'm glad we're playing on the radio instead of like in front of people. Because I forgot to shave this morning, and I can feel it on my face. It's there.
Oh, you forgot to shave. Look at me.
Alex is growing a beard currently.
I have to shave like every week.
Anyway, okay. Long off topic.
Enough with facial hair.
Someone that's close to your heart. You create a void that cannot be filled. Your life is now gone. I don't know how I'll go on without you here. I can't go on. How far can I go?
I can't go on.
All right, so you're listening to Fading Dawn live here in the WMPG studio. What was the name of that one?
That was Can't Go On.
Can't Go On. Can't Go On. All right, so there was a few songs there to get things moving. That was nice. You know, I've been stressing out all day. Didn't know if I'd be here. Didn't know if somebody else would be here. I don't know. It was... And now that things are going, I'm happy as a pig. In mud.
Oh, okay. In mud. That makes sense.
That makes a bit more sense.
In mud. Right. Not. Yeah. Pigs are pretty happy until they're delicious and cooked.
And then we're happy.
Yeah.
I like bacon.
Whoa, careful. So, like I was starting to say before you guys started playing, you were saying earlier that you've been doing a lot of recording since the last time you were here?
Yeah, actually, we're planning on releasing a single fairly soon.
Next few days.
Are you going to be playing it this evening?
Yes, we will.
Oh,
my goodness. It's like everything works out.
Yeah. Like, and then...
It's almost like you planned it.
Planning.
At some point later, we're also going to be releasing our first EP called Break Free.
Nice. And, did I hear you saying you've got a website that people can visit? Did I hear that or no?
We have Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter.
Those are websites.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, you guys must be pretty rich.
Rich.
Those are yours, right?
Yeah.
No, but you're on Facebook and Twitter then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people could search for Fading Dawn.
Yep.
And find you, okay?
Yeah. Our Twitter address is twitter.com/fadingdawnband, but our Facebook address is facebook.com/fadingdawn.
Yeah. Also, if you look us up on Google, our pictures are the first one that come up on images.
Just pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And we also have a YouTube channel, and when you look up Fading Dawn on YouTube, our channel is the first one to come up.
Nice.
We're pretty proud about that, actually.
Yeah, we are very proud.
And it's okay, sweetie. I've got, you guys know because you've seen them running around the whole time, but I've got three small children all under the age of 7 with me tonight.
Yes. And, are wearing awesome pajamas.
We are all very, very jealous of their pajamas.
They are pretty nice. I wish I had a pair myself, but the best I can manage is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But anyway, so all right. So, but Twitter, Fading Dawn Band.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook, people can search for Fading Dawn. Where's the name come from?
Oh,
randomness.
Randomness. Yeah. It took us, I think we had our name within 1 or 2 weeks of us being a band, and we went through a few different names. I think we started with, like, Spontaneous Combustion.
We also tried Atomic Lollipops.
Yeah, that lasted for about 2 minutes. Tyler wanted us to be called Lampshade. That lasted, you know,
it's a drummer
minutes.
Move. It was a drummer move.
Lampshade sounds really, like, mid-90s, early to mid-90s.
Yeah. Tyler's a little sad now. But, yeah, we were just tossing around names, like our second or third practice, and someone suggested Mist Fire, then Misting Dawn, and then it's like Tyler and I, or someone suggested Fading Dawn, and it kind of just stuck.
Nice.
Yeah. It's been there for a while.
Yeah. And so you said you, between the four of you, you represent three different schools.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And Camden, Rockland, and where else?
Owlsboro.
Owlsboro, okay.
Owlsboro.
So... Is I mean, does that? sweetie. Does that present problems in you guys all getting together? I mean, you seem a little spread out.
I'm always late to practice.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. Late. It doesn't really make it too difficult. It just adds a little bit of difficulty. Like,
yeah.
I know at least Alex and I came here directly from school. Like. Neither of us have been home since this morning. I don't know about anybody else.
Better yet, I came here straight from cross-country practice.
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone on the cross-country team is listening, hi!
Yeah.
We'll have him home early.
And I will be at the meet tomorrow.
So, and were you guys playing any shows this summer?
Yeah, we actually played a couple shows. You know, in June, we actually went out to, what's the town called? Plasto, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we
played at the Sad Cafe, and then we spent
the
night.
It's actually a pretty happy place.
Yeah, it is.
Very happy.
Despite Sad Cafe.
And then
we spent that night at Tyler's grandparents' house in Auburn, Maine, and played in Mechanic Falls the next day.
Nice.
Yep.
And so, like, during the school year, are you going to keep playing shows? Do you have stuff lined up, or are you
kind of
being responsible and focusing on your studies?
Yes.
Both.
Both of those. Yeah. We do plan to play shows, and we are all fairly responsible.
Good.
Worcester next week.
Fairly responsible.
Yes. We do have a show next week, if Alex wants to talk about that.
Yeah, it's actually a week from tomorrow. It is not in the state of Maine. It is at the Palladium upstairs in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Nice.
We are opening for a band called Arch Enemy. They're from Sweden, and the second stage opens at 4 p.m. And that's where, like, you know, all, like, the underground bands like us play. And then, you know, the main stage where, like, Arch Enemy and the bands they're touring with open at 6 p.m. And it is Saturday, October 25th.
Yep.
Nice. And so how did you get hooked up with that?
I just talked to the right people.
Nice.
I just emailed the Palladium, and that's just how it worked.
Cool. Well, very good. You want to do a few more songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? What's coming up?
Well, how about we have Alex start to play the riff and see if you can guess it.
All right.
You probably can get it.
This one's Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Never land.
All right. You're listening to Fading Dawn live here on WMPG and WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. Man, it's been a long time since I've been in here. But that's all I needed to say. You can keep going. I mean, if you're ready.
We are always ready.
Dylan's ready.
Always?
Yeah.
Always.
All right.
This next song is called Always Tomorrow, and our drummer has a special introduction for this
Very
one.
Special.
All right, Fading Dawn, live here in the studio.
Yeah. If I can just say a few things.
Yes.
That might have been a little new at the beginning of this song when Tyler said, if you want to say it again to the mic, Magda, get to the chopper. That's an Arnold Schwarzenegger reference, but where Bagged came from, it's B-A-G-D, which is actually the progression in the bridge of the song.
Yeah.
So it was hard for us, like, you know, understanding the letters when we were yelling it at each other. To understand it, because all of those letters sound the same, so one of us just started shouting "bagged" to get the message across, and that happened a few weeks ago. And this song that we just played was "There's Always Tomorrow," and it's one of the tracks on the EP that we plan to release. It's the last one. And have we played any more from that?
Yeah, we played Razor Fist. Our second song is also going to be on there. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great little song.
Thank you.
You guys, well, hold on. I've got somebody else in my co-host chair here who'd like to ask you a question. This is Rory. Rory, say hello. No, into the microphone, Goober.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
And
hello,
what's your question?
What is your favorite song you've written?
Ooh.
Oh God.
We should probably go around. We all have different ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think collectively as a band, could we answer that at a later time?
Why?
Yes.
Because yeah. I think collectively as a band, we're going to be playing that song later.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I think we've got another question from another one of the little ones.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to keep talking if you let her, so just ignore her.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're totally open to answering more questions. I mean, if you want to talk, we don't have to play the entire time.
Well, so like...
We're about halfway through our set.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. What are songwriting duties like in your band? Like, I mean,
I have a one word answer to that. Yes. There are many different methods to this. We all write, actually. Some of the originals we've played, like "Raise Our Fist," that was instrumentally written mostly by Alex, but both Alex and Tyler wrote the lyrics, and I wrote the lyrics to the song we just sang. We all, you know, write, you know, parts together. Sometimes we write songs all together. Like, song we just played, "There's Always Tomorrow," that was kind of a collective thing.
Yeah.
I brought the lyrics, but the instrumentals were all figured out together. It's just, a lot of the times we'll plan it out to write songs. Like, we're like, oh, we need another song, so let's see, does anyone have any ideas? Or someone will just wake up in the middle of the night with the song idea and bring it to the next practice.
But, so it's all pretty collaborative. It's not like...
Yeah. Yeah, most of the time it's very, yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Endless Dream.
And I mean, oh, yeah. Oh, what? You guys are starting?
Well,
all right,
not really.
We're discussing the next song.
I just want to, say something. I just got texted by my girlfriend, and apparently, she got the station to work. And I just like to say hi, honey.
All right, let's get going.
All right, so what's next?
It's a song that I wrote called "Secrets."
All right,
okay. We're doing that. Okay.
Would you still think of me the same? 'Cause I'm just so sick and tired, holding in all the things that make me not okay. Maybe if I were perfect, then I wouldn't feel this way. Have I done something wrong by loving you this way? Disappointed in myself again. Maybe it's just that time of year. 'Cause I feel it's getting colder and the road ahead ain't so clear. Maybe it's time to let my secrets flow. Maybe it's time to find something new. Maybe it's time to let my secrets flow. 'Cause this lie of a life won't. I
guess it's something I'll have to sacrifice. I don't feel right. My stomach is feeling sick. Can someone spare me the pain? I'm telling you I'm not the man you think I am, that everything's a lie. Maybe it's time to let my secrets go. Survive the night without losing this never-ending fight. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it?
Okay, so this is another original that we have been playing for a very long time.
Yeah, another one that started before Dylan joined, but yeah. After we joined, we kind of mixed around a bit and changed it. And if like we're just keep on playing and you want to ask us questions, just let us know.
All right, so this one is called Endless Dream.
Actually, change of plans, we're going to be covering one by Nirvana called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
One, two, three, four.
If it's okay, if we can just take like a 1 minute drink break. Some of us are getting thirsty in here, so.
Especially after that song.
Yeah, if we can just take a break, that'd be great. We're back in a minute or two.
Well, I guess if we must.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're listening to Fading Dawn here on Local Motives. They're live in the other room. And you can check them out online, twitter.com/FadingDawnBand, and then on, you know, that Facebook thing that some of the people use. Or all of the people, I don't know. So, all right, so just real quick while they're taking a drink break. Next week on the show, no band. Actually, the next 2 weeks there won't be a band in. Next week I will have Jesse from Leverett in, though, and so we'll talk and play some music. I can't talk to you right now, sweetie. I'm talking on the radio, and it's going out to millions of people worldwide. And and I'll be right with you, though, sweetie. So Jesse will be here. We'll play some music and talk with him a bit. And then the next week is Halloween. And as you may have noticed this evening, I've got several children in tow. So I'm going to be out getting loads of free candy. Kate will be here, and she'll be playing some music for you. Then the next week, I've got to check with some people. I think I've got something lined up that I'm pretty excited about, but we'll see. We'll see when I talk with them. So, we'll see what's going on. So, Rory, I'm sorry. Did you need something, sweetie?
I just got it.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't more cookies. Oh, good. Not more cookies. Oh, you guys are putting your headphones back on. I could turn your microphones back on.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're good to go.
That's all right. I was just telling the people about how, you know, next week or a couple of weeks, I'll be getting loads of free candy because it's Halloween.
Well, that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd just like to say one quick thing. My grade at my school, we're doing fundraising all year. And they're actually doing a fundraiser tonight, and I had planned to do this before we planned this one. But if any of you are listening out there, I hope you guys are doing well, and I'll see you guys on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you called an audible there. Did Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
Are we going to circle back around to the original you were going to play, or are you just...
We're just going to keep going.
Just trash that one?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so...
And Dylan, you know, no guitar here?
Not on this one.
All right, nope. All right. Well, I mean, you're the musician.
Yeah, so that was also a new original. It's called She Will Always Be With You. And I just want to talk a little bit about that. That is a song inspired by someone that we all know who lost their mom recently. And we just wanted to write something in, you know, her favor.
That's really nice. And that was a really nice song.
Thank you.
Now you guys took your little break. I need to take a quick little break to read a couple things. And so you can kibitz amongst yourselves and figure out what's next, okay? All right, this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219.
Have you ever wondered how the Space Gallery chooses the bands they book, or wondered what it's like to be a local musician in Portland? If you have, join Jesse Gertz, frontman of Leverett, and Peter McLaughlin, music programmer at Space, for a discussion of local music.
That's Local Music on Monday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Blunt, award-winning youth radio from WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, from the University of Southern Maine.
All right, Jesse Gertz, who, like I said, is going to be here next week with us on Local Motives. So that was a cool little unplanned thing. And finally, real quick before we get back to Fading Dawn, who are chomping at the bit here to play more music for you. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain, 30%. That's like nothing. Is it? And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s. So a decent weekend. Now, what is that music? I hear some weird music. Anyway.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's probably the iPad back there.
Okay,
I don't know. So, whoa!
Before
is that the same guitar you've been playing?
No, this is a 7-string.
Ah, I was going to say.
Okay.
That I would have noticed the demon head there.
Huh. But, yeah, this is a pretty sweet headstock.
Okay, right, so we're going to play a song, and then after that we're going to tell you a little funny story that happened over the summer.
Yeah, and this next song is Holiday by Green Day.
All right.
And bleed the company that lost the war today. I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives on holiday. Hear the drones down and out of time. Another has crossed the line.
Hey!
To find the money's on the other side. Can I get another amen?
Amen!
There's a flag wrapped around the store of men.
Hey!
A gag, a plastic bag on a monument.
I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies.
This is morning of the rest of our lives on holiday. Hey!
The representative from California has the floor. Sir Kyle to the president, gas man. Bombs away, use your
blood.
Pulverize the Eiffel Towers. You criticize your
government.
Bang, bang goes the broken glass and kill all of that
zoning.
Triumph by fire,
setting fires.
Is not a way that
meant for me.
Hey, just hey, because hey, we're out of town, that century remains different from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives. I bet such remains different from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives.
We have a story that we want to tell. So earlier we spoke about the Sad Cafe gig, and this is a little incident that Dylan and I went through. So after we were done playing the show, we had to pack up our gear. And so the Sad Cafe is in New Hampshire, and we're in Maine. And so it was about a 3.5-hour drive.
I think it was more like 3, but yeah, close enough.
Yeah. So as we were driving off, actually probably about an hour and a half in, I realized that I had left my snare and double bass pedal at the Sad Cafe and that Dylan had lost his phone there.
No!
So, Dylan, if you want to talk about how we got that back.
So, once I get my headphone cord situated. So, it's fairly obvious that we got our stuff back. I mean, I have my phone right here.
And I have my snare and double bass pedal right here.
Yeah. But basically, we had to get the Sad Cafe to mail his snare and double bass pedal and my phone back.
And thankfully, my dad coordinated it all, so thanks, Dad, if you're listening.
He should be. He's in the lounge, just down the hall.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, thank you to both Alex's dad and Tyler's dad for driving us and our gear down here. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. And thank you to Locomotives for having us. This has been very fun, and we still got songs to play.
Yeah.
But if you have any questions for us, just let us know.
Well, just real quick. You know, I was looking at your set list, and I saw Holiday on there. And now that I've heard you do it, I'm pretty sure you did it last time you were here, right?
Yes, we did.
I forgot that because my memory is just no good. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if they're playing, I wonder if that's Weezer.
In a heartbeat.
No.
I would play that in a heartbeat.
I hear you. I know what you're talking about there. All right, but anyway, so what's going to be next?
We're going to play another new song that's off of our upcoming EP. This is actually going to be released as a single sometime soon.
Oh, this is the single.
This is the single.
And this one is probably our heaviest song up to date, and this one is called All Seeing Eye.
Not leaving any room for foolish mistakes. hounds that break the minion to catch those.
What's their opinion?
The hierarchy controls the nation every day and every night. Yeah, the name of the game is complete domination. No matter if we see the light. CIA, FBI, NSA. What do these letters mean? Are they for the people? At least that's what they seem.
Rocking a surgeon, rocking a finger, rocking a churches. One nation, one earth to my land. Some songs seem to linger, checking our sensitive record. So they know.
The hierarchy controls the nation every day and every night. Yeah, the name of the game is complete domination. No matter if we see the light. CIA, FBI, NSA. What do these letters mean? Are they for people? At least that's what they don't be all seeing eye just to find you out. They're always hiding, filling and killing. Just so the all seeing eye doesn't find you.
Right, so that's the new single, All Seeing Eye.
Yeah.
From Fading Dawn. That was their live performance of it. You'll be able to download that shortly, probably.
Yes. Oh boy. Yeah. And that is the first track on our future EP.
Yep.
Nice. So. And
so.
Rory, stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So let's see. You've gotten through a bunch of songs so far.
Yeah.
You actually had more songs than I thought you were bringing with you. So that's always good. We've got a little more than 15 minutes left. Oh, and what's coming up?
About three more originals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All that are on the EP as well.
Nice. I've got somebody who wants to say hello to you.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
That's Mira. She's two. That's probably about all you're gonna get from her. Right.
We appreciate it.
But the kids have been enjoying themselves in here. They've been dancing along and playing awesome. Their air instruments. So yeah, it's nice. All right. So what's the next song then?
It's called Break the Vortex. Mm-hmm. And just before we get started, We were frantically contacting just about everybody we knew the past few weeks, letting people know about this radio show. And hopefully a lot of those people are listening right now.
Yeah.
And if any of my family down in Texas, my dad, grandmother, aunt, uncle, and if any of you are listening, just thank you, and I'm giving you a shout-out.
Sorry.
Also, any people from Camden, I'm on here, and I told you about this, so hope you're having fun listening to us.
All right, enough talk. Let's play some music.
All right.
Always seeking one way,
there is one voice. All we're taught is one side. We want out. We're trapped under this vortex, telling us how to think, telling us what to believe and who to be. Break the vortex, we will rise against us in life. Break the vortex, if we die we will go down fighting. And we'll see both ways, and we'll hear both voices, and we'll learn both sides. Break the vortex, confrontation is all they care about. They want to make them feel. They attack our weaknesses. We want out. They sell us our fake. They're not what they seem. We're being told we're imperfect when they are just like us. Break the vortex, we will rise against us in life. Break the vortex, if it's time you go down fighting. And see both ways. Break the vortex.
After every song, Alex?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah! All right, so we're going to do a quick guitar swap. Tyler, if you want to talk for a second, do you want to do that?
Okay, so, let's see, what are some
What are we going to talk about?
There are many things to talk about.
There are.
Okay,
so, all right, so you guys are listening to Fading Dawn here on Local Motives. And in a little over 10 minutes, Rob will be in for Stay Rude. But in the meantime, I guess the Peanut Gallery has one more question here. Right there. I thought you had a question. Oh, all right.
Actually, wait.
I thought she had a question.
How long have you been playing your instruments?
Ooh, well, I mean, I'm 16 years old right now, and I started when I was, like, 8 or 9 years old, so
yeah,
quite a while.
Yeah, I'm 15. I've been playing probably since I was 11 and a half, 12-ish.
Nice. And, it, like, has, well, obviously your parents are driving you down, and
yeah.
they're supportive of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's good. And so Fading Dawn you guys can find on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And soon, probably Bandcamp for the single.
Yeah, we actually have some of our old music up on Bandcamp, fadingdawn.bandcamp.com. But we're going to get some new music uploaded there sometime soon.
The demo that's actually here in the Locomotives CD library, that demo is on Bandcamp.
Ah, very good. So. Now that question's been asked. So you guys have, you guys jump styles quite a bit, I think, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Life is boring if you don't jump styles every once in a while.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
I mean, if I really wanted to, I could just jump into some random jazz.
Dylan?
Except drop D, so.
So, but like aside from, I mean, I think, I don't know, I feel like from the covers you've played, you've got a pretty good idea of what your influences are and where that's coming from. But, I mean, what are some different things that have influenced you each as musicians that Rush, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Rush. Yeah. They're my all-time favorite band. You know, I've been listening to them since I was like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. I've been to 3 concerts with them. Just ask my dad, who's right down the hall over there.
Yeah.
He's taken me to all of them. In fact, actually, my last show of them was at the TD Garden in Boston. Had 7th row seats in the very center.
Was that the Moving Pictures? Is that what
that
it was?
I think that was Clockwork Angels tour.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
We all have various influences, like in music. Like, I'm really into Bon Jovi and a lot of that classic rock. But since I joined the band, Tyler and Alex especially have gotten me into some more modern metal. Like, I'm really getting into Avenged Sevenfold, and I love Black Veil Brides, even though none of them really do. Big fans of them. A Day to Remember. Which is a pop mosh band.
That's a big influence on all of us, I think.
Yeah, very big influence. And they jump styles a lot, too. They go from metal to more pop sounding, so that's kind of where we go with it. Break the Vortex, the song we just played, is very influenced by them.
Nice.
All right, so this is another old original that you can find on Bandcamp. This one is called Fight the Battle.
All right, why don't you guys just, like, do 2 more and close it out, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Fading Dawn.
Thank you. will fight the battle. The one that cannot end. Until I get back my stamina.
And to answer, I believe it was Rory's question, this is collectively, as a band, our favorite song that we've written.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the most fun to play live. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Just one more thing. I just want to say thank you again for having us, and thank you to all of you listening out there. We really appreciate it. And don't forget about our show next weekend in Worcester. And just, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter to see what we have coming up. And hopefully within the next few months, we can release the full EP. And like 99.99999% chance the single will be released by next weekend.
Okay, so this song is Say It to Your Face.
Yep.
This song's about cheating. I hope you enjoy.
Never thought I'd get the chance to say this to your
guard from where you tore it out of play. Never thought I'd get the chance to say this to your face.
Yeah, that's all we got. I think our time is just about up. But yeah, thank you to everyone who listened.
Thank you very much.
Fading Dawn live here on WMPG. Dylan, Alex, Jordan, Tyler, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And check them out online, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And
please do.
We'll talk to you later. Now it's just about time for Stay Rude with Rob. And but Rob hasn't pulled in yet, so I'm just going to play a song here. We'll... It's not Rob's first choice, but so you're listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. My name is Josh, and we're going to hear the new single just released today from Fifth Freedom. It's a song called Someday. Let's see here.